Early next month, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is expected to hand out as many as 2,000 pink slips. These are the biggest layoffs in a 12-year-long austerity drive at the government-financed broadcaster. With nationwide radio and TV in English and French, the CBC was created to link a far-flung and diverse population. NPR's Ann Cooper reports.
Listen to the words of Leonard Brockington, CBC's first chairman, in the nationalistic speech that launched public radio in Canada 60 years ago.
Whenever a Canadian radio speaks within the confines of this nation or in foreign places, it is Canada calling. And I think we should all be anxious for ourselves and for our children's sakes that she calls with the accents of which we shall not be ashamed.
CBC's founders believed public radio would nurture Canada's fragile sense of nationhood. Equally important, says University of Toronto historian Paul Rutherford, was the founders' fervent hope of drowning out the soap ads and lowbrow comedies beamed north by America's flourishing commercial radio stations.
They loved to use what amounted to garbage metaphors, talking about swill and pollution and the leakage and the swamp of the United States and all these things emanating from the U.S. And they wanted a medium which would resist that, which would counter that.
If he wants more, Jim Wellman of the Fisheries Broadcast.
I think that'll be enough.
CBC's prime practitioner of public radio is Peter Zosky. From 9 to noon on weekday mornings, Zosky offers a purely Canadian perspective.
You got a big sign in Kelvington, right?
That's right.
What's it say?
Welcome to Canada's hockey factory.
Zosky sees his show as a protector of Canadiana, the characteristics, large and small, that set his country apart from its giant southern neighbor.
We have a crusade to keep people saying the last letter of the alphabet the way God intended it to be said, which is Zed. And we're concerned about the Zification of practically everything.
But if Zosky and CBC's commercial-free English radio service have a distinctly Canadian public broadcasting sound, the message is murkier on CBC TV.
Until October 26, Midas will give you a lube, oil, and filter, all for just $34.95. And they'll even inspect your brakes for free.
Commercials like this one on the nightly TV news magazine bring in more than 20% of CBC's $1 billion annual budget. Ads will soon appear in the primetime news show for the first time ever. Executives say they have to run more commercials to cope with government cutbacks that will shrink CBC's budget and staff by roughly one-third. But with more advertising breaks and with American soaps and sitcoms still filling daytime CBC slots, Canada's public broadcaster doesn't look a whole lot different from the proliferating competition on private channels. That's the view of Toronto TV critic John Hazlitt Cuff.
The first thing I would do is get rid of commercials. I would get rid of professional sports. All of those things which make it like the other broadcasters, not only the U.S. broadcasters, but the private broadcasters. The only way the CBC is going to survive, or should survive, in fact, is if it does do something that is very distinct from what is already offered out there. It has to offer something of integrity and value that is specifically Canadian.
We just got the CNN feed out of Kinshasa on that train that plunged into the Congo River.
Are there prawn in the Congo?
I wouldn't swim there.
Make it
to answer critics, CBC added shows like this made-in-Canada comedy to this year's fall lineup. It's called The Newsroom, and the setting looks a lot like the CBC. In episode one, the actor-journalists debate how to report a train wreck in Africa. They decide it's only newsworthy if there were piranha in the river and Canadians on the train.
Okay, how about this? Perhaps one Canadian was eaten by piranha-like fish.
I have a problem with that. I mean, how do we know he was eaten?
Perhaps one Canadian may have been eaten by piranha-like fish.
Or perhaps one Canadian may have been eaten by flesh-eating fish.
I can live with flesh-eating.
Yeah.
Your mother's on four.
The Newsroom is a smart, irreverent showcase for Canadian talent in this first CBC season with an all-Canadian primetime schedule. CBC management promises that by the 1998 season, all TV programming will be made in Canada, fulfilling a decades-long goal. But skeptics wonder how CBC can produce more original programming with less money and only two-thirds of its current staff. And the government may not be done cutting. Austerity advocates are still targeting the CBC, arguing it's less of a necessity than social programs that are also under the axe.
Save the CBC, save the CBC, stop the funding cuts and save the CBC.
When CBC fans called a rally last month to protest the latest cuts, only a few hundred people braved a chilly drizzle to gather outside the CBC's Toronto offices.
Can you imagine Canada without the unique voice that defines this country to the world and us to each other?
No! CBC's defenders are passionate, but one disdainful pundit dismissed them as the chattering class, an elite minority that makes up only 10% of Canada's English-speaking TV audience. If Canadians truly cared about the CBC, say some, they'd show it by watching and listening in greater numbers. But Toronto reporter Antonia Zerbicia says audience size isn't the real point. Without a government-subsidized CBC, she says, there would be no alternative to the solidly American primetime offerings of Canada's private broadcasters.
Starting with Jeopardy or Entertainment Tonight or Hard Copy and Inside Edition at 7 o'clock, right through to Roseanne at 8 or Murphy Brown at 9 and or ER at 10, you know, at 10 o'clock.
Private broadcasters prefer ready-made American programs, says Zerbicius, because they're far more profitable than producing and promoting the kind of homegrown shows that are CBC's specialty.
If you privatize Canadian culture, there will be no Canadian culture because Canadian culture does not make a profit. You sell off the CBC, you may as well sell off the country.
One little, two little, three Canadians, we...
On Peter Zosky's Morningside show, Canadians celebrate their country with humor and pride. Zosky leaves the show next year, though, and budget cuts make its future format uncertain. As the next round of layoffs take effect, CBC will have fewer regional programs, more reruns, and probably a lot more debate about what it means to be Canadian. I'm Ann Cooper reporting.
Everybody sing together, Canada.
One little, two little, three Canadians.